Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, tombs have decorated the slopes of every culture. Villages and cities have felt it. Throughout history, men have disposed of the dead, some in good ways, others in bad. But it was most fitting end to our life of sin. Sometimes it consumes the infant. Sometimes it takes the healthy and the strong. Science tells us that their heart stopped. Their immune system failed, the cancer took over, or the accident was that severe, or a host of all other explanations. But why did the heart stop? Why did cancer have to come? Why did the immune system fail? Why did it have to be my little girl, my son? Why this one and not that one? Death clings to our existence. It shows no mercy. It doesn't care if you're an only child or a single parent. It doesn't care if you're the breadwinner or a homemaker. It doesn't care if you've had one day of life or 100 years. From the moment of birth, we are dying. The prophet Isaiah says, it is the veil that is spread over all nations. We live underneath its shadow, waiting for it to fall on us, not knowing when or how it will come, but certain that it will. You felt its cold touch. You've seen its ruthlessness at your home, among friends, the workplace, even at schools. But you should be aware that there are two kinds of death. The first is the separation of body and soul, which we call physical death. This death ushers all men to an earthly grave. The second death is the separation of the soul from God, which we call eternal death. This second death is the unbearable torments and agonies of hell. Your sins merit both. Daily you've given in to temptation. Your lips are impure, your mind entertains sin, your actions are wrong. We wag our fingers at others when we should fall on our knees in repentance. Our sins may be slightly more hidden, but ask your loved ones how godly you are. The wages of sin is death, not simply the great sins you've done, but whoever breaks just one of God's law has broken the entire law and so deserves the punishment of God's law. But what is most condemning is what you are. As you inherited flesh from your parents, so you inherited death. It embedded itself in your nature. From the moment of birth, you are dying. It's as much a part of you as your hair, your eye color, and your feelings. It's inescapable. Death and taxes, we say. Because you were dead in your sins, the first and second death were inescapable. The veil spread over you. You lived in its shadow. Physical death is proof that you deserve the fires of hell. The second death should always follow the first. And so the guards trembled and became like dead men. Though physically alive, they were well aware that hell was drawing near. Man's fear of death is not a fear of the unknown, as he claims. For there are many unknowns in life that he meets with eager anticipation, such as the birth of a child, marriage, the moments before a big event or game, and a host of other things. But he fears death because he knows that he has been wrong and has sinned, and imperfect people should not go to a perfect place. So he doesn't know if he will make it. He knows he deserves something far worse. But Isaiah also says, "The Lord will swallow up death forever. The Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. For you who live under the veil of death and who have felt its merciless touch, this certainly is good news. God himself will remove the curse from you. God will consume death. God will dry your tears. And that swallowing up, that taking away, is your great joy today. The Mary's expected to see what every grieving family prepares, death consuming their loved one. But when they arrived at the tomb, beyond all reason and hope, they saw that his tomb was open, and sitting on top was an angel dressed in his Easter best. Like a big brother sitting on his little brother laughing, so this angel sits on death laughing. Do not be afraid, he said to the women. For I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen as he said. Come, see the place where he lay." They saw his passion. They saw the spear drain his blood. They saw him placed in a tomb, sealed in, and guards stationed. But now the guards trembled. Now the tomb is empty. Now the seal is broken. Now the heavenly brightness illumines the place of death. Now the angel promises the unthinkable, resurrection and life. The veil is lifted. The shadow is removed. Death does not have the final say, but Christ does. It tried to swallow him up, but he swallowed it, removed it, and destroyed it, and now stands over it laughing in triumph. Yes, I am speaking of both deaths, the physical and the eternal. For what good is it for Christ to remove physical death only for you to die forever in hell? So Christ swallowed up both. He bore your curse and became your sin. He was separated from God and cast into the eternal fires of hell in your place. As physical death is proof that you deserve eternal death, so his physical resurrection is proof that he has removed eternal death from you. You shall not die but live. Never will you be separated from God. Never will you be cast away. Do not be afraid. Yes, you need to know that there are two deaths, but you also must know that there are two resurrections. The first resurrection is through water and the Spirit. In holy baptism, you were buried with Christ and raised with Christ to live a new and holy life. The guards were physically alive, but they were still dead in their sin. But you are physically alive, and your heart and soul are alive in Christ. Neither the first death nor the second has any power over you. Neither the grave nor hell can consume you, for you are filled with the resurrection and life. As death once embedded itself in your nature, so now life embeds itself in you, Christ, who is your life. As you were once dying, now you are living, for Christ has given you a place with him, wherever you may be, whatever condition you find yourself in. Christ, your Redeemer, is with you always. As hell has no power over you, so also physical death has no power over you. So there are no unknowns, nothing uncertain, but we await the kingdom of heaven, the visible realities of what our God has won for us with eager expectation. Hell is vanquished, Jesus lives. The grave is swallowed up, Jesus lives. You have been raised in baptism and will be raised at the second resurrection. The first resurrection is spiritual. The second resurrection is physical. The first resurrection happens in the waters of holy baptism. The second resurrection happens at the last day when Christ returns. As we wait for that glorious day, physical death still takes its toll. We won't minimize the pain and suffering it causes, but neither will we dwell in it. It has not won. It cannot win. For Jesus lives, and so do we. The Christian lives in Easter every single day. When he speaks of death, he also speaks of the resurrection, for he sees all things through Christ. So unlike scientists and therapists and doctors, you have the answer to death. Easter. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.